That's the Empty Orchestra, and they are playing the Majestic Theater Wednesday, August 6th. We heard something off their CD, Here Lies Empty Orchestra. The song was called I Forget. Don't forget, you can tune in to Motor Live Drive coming up in just a few minutes and check out the That's right, Motor Live Drive is coming up in a few minutes. They're tuning up in the background. That was a recorded show for Motor so that I could help the band get set up or help Alan set up the sound. It wasn't too helpful, though. I did get a phone call from a very distraught listener who wanted me to make an announcement. We don't normally do things like this, but in this situation, I told her I would. She was pumping gas at the corner of Sibley and Telegraph Road, and her 16-week-old puppy got out of the car and is on the run. It's a very high traffic area at Sibley and Telegraph. It's a female Belgian Shepherd, and she is offering a $500 reward for the return of this dog. She's extremely upset, and if anyone in the area sees a I don't know what a Belgian Shepherd looks like, but it's a shepherd puppy, 16 weeks old, female. If you can catch this dog and give us a call here at the station, we'll connect you with the listener. She is offering a very generous reward. I got shook up just talking to her on the phone. I have a dog, so I know what it would be like. Coming up, we've got a few more songs before the band is ready to go. And there is a reunion of the Watusis happening up at the Blind Pig Saturday night. I got to work Saturday, but I'm going to make it up there afterwards. This is guaranteed to be a good, sweaty dance party. The Watusis were, back in the 80s, every time they play, they had a different name. They were the Truckin' Watusis and the Twistin' Watusis. But we're going to listen to something called Because I'm a Jaguar, and you can check out the reunion at the Blind Pig Saturday night. Here we go with the Watusis.
Jaguar! Hey there, girls, you ain't seen as cute as me. I got a Jaguar suit dragging around my knees. All the little girls trying to get next to me. They want to touch my toes, baby, get a piece of me. Sound girl, I'm a Jaguar, and I'm cute. I'm a Jaguar, and I'm on the move. Oh, hey, Sam, ain't got nothing on me. You're number one punk, yeah. Jaguars are coming on down the road. Fuck the birds, move like three call toes. Come fessing for the door until they reach out old. Yeah. Get a hearing aid, buddy.
Got him IQ, yeah, I can go.
out in the alley. I gotta go. Too many places to be. People to meet. Yeah!
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to sit down and get a cocktail.
All right. Let them sit down. That was the Watusis, and they are going to be up at the Blind Pig Saturday night. That was recorded in 1984, and they are having a reunion this Saturday night. Speaking of reunions, I'm going to skip my class reunion to make it to the Blind Pig Saturday night. The Watusis were always one of my favorite bands. We got a couple more things because the band is still going through the sound check, so we're going to play something from Tone and Niche, who are going to be playing. Let me run through some of the shows because I don't think we're going to catch all of these. Sound of the Czars are playing from noon to 2 o'clock. Music in the Park, that's up in Ann Arbor, but they didn't tell me what park. Tim Pack and the Budget Sinners are playing the Painted Lady on Friday night. That's an interesting venue for them. And we've got Tone and Niche playing the Northern Lights on Saturday night. We're going to listen to something off their CD called Rust. It's called My Own Good Grace, and we'll have the Oscillating Fan Club up real soon.
I ain't saying it ain't lonely. I ain't saying no truth can't be told. But all these lines I am writing, another story a century old. So go fix your hair and wash your face. Maybe I should go ahead and leave this place. I will find my own good grace when the ache of loss has given you space. Time stands still and we move on. It was gone like some familiar song. Once the heart broke to the sound of my feet shaking on the ground. Now some might say that morning brings a sunny sky and birds that sing, while cars collect on crowded streets and people because they have to.
Okay, looks like we got a thumbs up going on here. So I do want to remind people that there is a little lost German Shepherd or Belgian Shepherd puppy on the run in the Shelby Telegraph Road area. There's a reward for the capture of this puppy. It got out of the car when they were got out to pump gas. If you can call the station, if you happen to catch this dog or see it, we will relay the information to the owner. In the background, we've got Tone and Niche, who will be at Northern Lights Saturday night. Don't ever let anyone say there's not a lot going on in Detroit. We are letting you know here on Motor Calendar, and Oscillating Fan Club is coming up next. All right. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
we're going live.
Tell you what, we have the Oscillating Fan Club here in Studio J at the Motor Live Drive at 5. So, hey, boys, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you do one song for us?
Thank you.
me. Let it go and let it roll, roll, roll. Like a wind to gasoline.
Some of those fall limbs, a one after the next. Watch out for red seeds, I heard they throw hex. I'm in the corner with my paper in the skies. She's in the world high. Let the sun hide her eyes.
Let it go and let it roll. Like a wind to cause a leak. Let it go and let it roll, roll, roll. Like a wind to cause a leak.
Give it up to you. Dominoes fall in. A warning after the next. Watch out for wicked sister. I heard them throw heads. I'm in the corner with my finger in the sky. She's in the world high. Look at the sun.
All right. Yeah. That is the Oscillating Fan Club here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. And hey, would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Oh. We are the Oscillating Fan Club. I'm John.
I'm very loud on this microphone. I'm Rob. I play the drums.
I'm Ray. No, I'm not. I was about to say Rob. I'm Ray. Rob Ray.
You're
That's
Ray.
Me.
I'm Pierce.
And what do you play, Ray?
I play guitar.
And who's that other guy on guitar over there?
Monsters.
We tried to not give him a mic.
Yeah. I don't get a microphone.
Oh, and that's
we couldn't keep him off.
And now we're finding out why
we didn't
give him a microphone.
Exactly.
Okay,
we've given up. We've given up.
Yeah. Well, you've got all kinds of stuff coming up at, for your shows. If you've got a show this Saturday, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Tell me all about it.
We're having our LP release party. It's a vinyl party that. You buy vinyl, you can also get the MP3s online.
Wear vinyl.
Yeah, we love vinyl.
All right, not a CD. Not on CD, but a vinyl release.
Exactly.
And where's this going to be?
How's that?
Where's it going
to
be?
Oh, yeah. Where's it going to be? It's going to be in the Cade. It's kind of like close to Wayne State, downtown. You can find it on www.thecade.org.
That's C-A-I-D, right?
Yep. It stands for Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit.
That's right. And
I'm
it's
on Rosa Park.
It's on Rosa Park Boulevard.
Yes, Aaron Timlin runs it. He's a great guy.
Okay. And that's this Saturday. In fact, they've got something strange before you guys. They've got political karaoke. For all you political students out there, you can give your own political speeches to karaoke. Yes.
We don't know what that means either.
Neither do we. But... tell you what, the last song you did was Paper Thin Disguise. What have you got next?
A little tune called Party Hat.
Whoa, we love party hats here at WHFR.
Put your party hat on.
Going out. Put your powder hat on. Put your red dress on.
right. In fact, along with your vinyl release party on Saturday, you've got more going on. You've got you're in a film as well?
We're not actually, our music is in the film. We have, we're not actors in the film. Don't expect to see us.
What? What? Outrageous.
But there is, I believe it's called New Directions. There is an independent filmmaker around town that requested our music for it, and we gladly shared it.
And that's going to be shown at the Main Art Theater?
Yeah, I believe it's at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
So Saturday is like Oscillating Fan Club Day.
Yeah, we're being deluged with love.
Lots of love.
Well, with all that love to go around, let's have some more music to keep it going. What's it going to be next?
This one's called My Grave Face.
Lighthearted one.
It didn't seem that grave, yes. Now, you've got some other shows coming up. In 2 weeks, you've got a show in Pontiac?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Up for Prussia's vinyl release party.
What band?
Prussia.
And You have another vinyl release party that's going to be at the AC Rich Building in Pontiac?
Yep, a lot of vinyl in August.
And who are you playing with?
Prussia, and I think the Silent Years, too.
Okay, and then...
Oh, stop talking.
Your mic isn't on.
Good.
Don't tell him now.
I have a question. Your name, the Oscillating Fan Club, is an interesting name. And then your CD or EP that you have out now is Beatles Catting Wildly. Which,
yeah.
When you're trying to say that over the air, sometimes is a real tongue twister.
We try.
What's the name of your new vinyl?
This one's called Feverish Dreams, as told by...
You have a very soothing voice.
I know. I have a radio voice.
You've got a good voice.
I really do. I love the radio. If anyone in This American Life is listening, give me a job. I need help in my life.
It doesn't pay.
Well, I don't care. This doesn't either. You don't get paid for the things you love.
That's true.
Okay, now you also had a review in Real Detroit magazine, haven't you?
See, what was that?
You had a review, you had a write-up in Real Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
For the Oscillating Fan Club Trio?
Yeah.
They tried to kick me out of the band.
Yeah, we didn't do it right. Apparently, we were supposed to tell the band member before it was to print.
Oh,
that's stupid. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave us a really great review. We're very happy with that. Yeah.
Well,
so
that's
go ahead
a good thing.
Find it and read it.
And what was it in this week or?
Yep.
Whoa!
Came out on Wednesday.
All right, they can rush out and grab it right now. Well, at least after your show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, should we keep the music just rolling along?
Let's roll.
All right.
Roll on. This one. This one's called "Suburban Lovers," of the undead sitting idly by rushing waters.
Well,
and you couldn't, it may be Russian waters that no one ever really figured it out. We never wrote it down.
Well, we
right,
are,
thanks.
We are next to the Rouge River right here in the suburbs.
Yes.
But that's not Russian waters.
Now, along with that review in Real Detroit, you've also got something on a blog?
You got to speak up.
Oh,
We can't hear.
Yeah, come on, somebody out there. Ellen.
We're not getting any sound.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, we can't hear you guys out there. Are you there?
We're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have to turn you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You got to get up to those mics.
Who?
Hey, there he is. Well, good. While you're at the mic and your mic, I want to ask, so you guys got a real unique sound. You got like almost a 50s, 60s, you know, surf sound. And some of your equipment looks rather vintage. I love the color of that Fender guitar. That's like a cool mint green, you know, 50s, 60s style guitar there. And then the other one is what, a
Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker 360. Yeah. Cool looking
In
guitar.
In fact, Ray,
too.
Why don't you tell us about your guitar and your equipment?
Well, my guitar, Rickenbacker, I've always loved it, you know, listening to Beatles and read REM and all the other good Rickenbacker bands. So, and I went with the jet black, just like the old the 325 that John Lennon had. So, sounds great. I love the pickups.
Okay, and Pierce, we got you on a mic now?
I think so.
No, you still don't have. Tell you, step over to Ray's mic. Tell us about your guitar.
It's a 62 reissue Jaguar. I sometimes I'll sleep with it next to my bed because I named it. But I don't know the name yet. But I actually had my friend Mike Kuntz. He's a really good guitar guy. He dropped a Jazzmaster pickup in it, so now it's better than I am.
Whoa. And
sometimes I feel the Four Horsemen juggernauting towards me.
All right, that's enough.
Turn his mic back. All right,
yeah. And you have to cut that one short.
It's medication time.
All right.
medication.
Did you take your meds today?
And he's also got a twin reverb amp that he's got to place in just the right position so
yeah,
it'll sound cool.
He doesn't let anyone else carry that either. He's very particular about
Except
it.
For today.
Your mic's off again.
Okay.
And I hear him
what?
Okay.
Well,
that was the Oscillating Fan Club.
Yeah.
This song is about ghosts. It's called Ancient Wind Ghost.
This one's called Ancient Wind Ghost.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Now, that was nice. I really liked that in the beginning, especially.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Oh. In fact, you're listening to the Oscillating Fan Club. That's Pierce on Fender guitar. That's his Fender Jaguar guitar. Ray on the Rickenbacker. Robin on percussion. And John on that custom jazz bass. All right.
And doing vocals.
That's right. And if you have missed any of the show already, you can always go to our website, whfr.fm, and we've got brand new big buttons. Look for that big button that says Motor Live Drive at 5. And as soon as they're done at 6 o'clock, you can download the podcast of this show and everything for the last 6 months as well. So
that is excellent.
Yeah, we got to have the cool stuff for you guys.
Yeah, and I will mention that we just, this just started happening back in December, and now we've got some pictures we're posting, and they just made it easier to get to the podcast, and in the next couple of weeks, we're actually going to have the names of the bands instead of just the dates. So we're getting a lot of hits on it, and people are getting a real good response. So definitely check out WHFR.fm podcasts. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us here.
Well, hey, we got to make it cool for the listeners, because that's what it's all about. And we always bring the finest bands in Detroit right into our studio, so we brought you today.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
I will say one thing. Your songs are really short. I keep running out there trying to get a picture, and I get out there, and I take one shot, and you guys are done again. So
we do have short songs.
Yeah, it's like the old 60s 45s.
Yeah, we can actually play faster.
We're actually trying to slow it down.
Yeah, this is we're trying to keep it longer.
Well, we're about halfway through the show, so
we have 16 tracks on a 42-minute album.
Yeah, whoa! If that's any indication of the length of these songs.
Wow.
The next one that we have is called Dead Metal Arc. So let's just play that one, eh?
Oh, Ooh.
That's another uplifting one.
Yeah, those, yeah. Songs about dead birds.
We really are big fans of birds. Yeah. We're bird lovers.
Well, with the shows you've got coming up, you've got your big show Saturday. Big show Saturday at the CAD Gallery over on Rosa Parks Boulevard.
Yep.
And what time does that start?
That's going to be, the doors are going to open at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have our friends from Kindle who are going to be opening up. They're a great ambient shoegazer type. Lovely listening. And then it's followed by the Beekeepers, who are amazingly fun to watch. And they're great music. They're awesome. If you see them, you'll remember them. Then Zusa Berlin are after that, and they're fabulous. We love the Zusa Berlin. They're great. Check them out. And then us. I think we'll probably be playing around midnight, maybe.
Yeah.
And this is a vinyl release party, so you've got big albums for everybody there.
Yes. Hopefully. 12 inches of it.
12 inches of fun packed fury. Right?
Yeah. At 33 RPM, yeah. That's what we do.
Okay, and you're also going to have MP3s available to download?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't have albums, and even if people have albums, more than likely they listen to MP3s.
Record players?
Yeah. Oh, albums, right. Record players, yeah. I just look at them, and they speak to me.
People do need albums.
Pierce was supposed to say that, not me.
Oh, when did we divvy out things to say?
I don't know.
And why was Pierce there?
I don't know. Yes. So anyways, yeah, we have MP3s that will be available for those who are vinyl insufficient.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I have no idea what's
PC.
Going on.
Yeah, I have ADD. I'm sorry.
And then you've got a movie. You've got your songs are in a movie this Saturday as well over at the Main Art Theater.
Yes, that's called New Directions. I believe it's sort of a movie short. I'm not sure if they're trying to make a television series out of it, but it's a local independent filmmaker that there's kind of a local co-op of filmmakers that they put on shows over at the Main Art Theater.
It's magical.
There's so much magic.
Yeah, perhaps.
It's very magical.
It must be.
I have a contract.
He does. anyways, they put movies on, and they have special shows. So this is one of them, and they were nice enough. I really can't talk over this, really.
Okay, well, then in that case, just get back to some more music then.
Yeah, probably. this song is about... hiding beneath your desk to avoid a nuclear blast.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can we say
man,
that?
We are not uplifting at all, are we? We
just
are one depressing band.
I just realized that.
Well, the songs are
danceable.
All right. This is about atomic bombs. It's called This House Is Prepared. Hey, Johnny, you can sing backups?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well,
that's a longer one.
Yeah, caught us by surprise. In fact, the titles may be depressing, but you guys rock. You make it sound so good.
Thank you so much.
Now, you guys have a tour coming up later, don't you?
We're working on it, yeah. September.
Where are you going?
Out to the east.
Yeah, we're going to be playing with a friend of ours out there, the Olivia and the Housemates. I think it's a "the." I think it's just Olivia and the Housemates. We're going to be playing out in D.C. Whoops. That was annoying. We have some other shows that are not confirmed, but they're out that way. So we are going to hopefully be playing someplace around New York, Manhattan.
Yeah. Probably the best venue with tons of people.
Whoa. Of course.
And hopefully our equipment won't be stolen.
Okay, now you guys have a website. It's The Oscillating Fan Club.
It's actually No The.
No The.
Why?
I don't know.
I think somebody said they liked The.
I like The.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oscillatingfanclub.com. And yep. You also have a MySpace site?
Yeah, that would be The OscillatingFanClub.com.
Just to confuse
or not dot com, but like MySpace.com.
Yeah, MySpace.
The Oscillating Fan Club.
Okay. And your CD, or the vinyl that's coming out is, what is the title of it again? Feverish Dreams?
As Told By.
As Told By. Oh, his mic's off.
Yeah, we turned.
I think he's going to get closer.
No, he's so good.
It's incorrigible, really.
And sing on this next one.
Ah, there you go. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
We're nutty, and we have songs, and then we play other people's songs.
Yeah, this one's a cover of one of my favorite bands, and I think lots of people like them, too, the 13th Floor Elevators.
Hmm. All right.
Are we going to do the intro?
No. Let's play.
Okay.
The song.
John's getting all serious over there.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all business here.
Mr. Business.
I'm going to play a jug solo on this, and then I'm also going to play a harmonica solo with my guitar.
Okay. You're going to play those on your guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to see this. Now, everybody out in Radioland, look for that electric jug.
Never needed it. How can you say you miss my love when you never needed it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah! Wake up one morning when the sun beats the dawn. You wake up one morning, baby. I'm not coming home. Thank you.
Perfect ending.
Yeah, in fact, if you know, if the audience could only hear, yeah, see what we're hearing. In fact, he was down on the floor squirming on that solo, and he couldn't help himself.
Did you hear the harmonica?
Did you hear my harmonica solo?
Yes. While you were down on the ground, you had that harmonica solo going.
It's a sight to be seen.
I turned the harmonica up on that.
Okay.
All right, then.
Let's see.
We carry on.
We're playing with gear here.
We've got some
gear.
How long has the band been together?
Well, Pierce and I were in bands in high school, in a band called Segway, which I probably shouldn't have even said.
Thanks, right? thanks for dropping that.
We were white boy funk, kind of. I need to stop talking about that. And then we just kept playing, I guess. It was when I played saxophone and he was on guitar, and I switched over to guitar. And then Rob moved in next door to me.
Yeah, it was very...
with a band.
He was dressed up on Halloween. He was dressed up as a beet. A root beet.
A tuber, if you will.
A legume.
Wait, that's not a legume.
I'm sorry.
And he was, I think he was 18 or 19.
I believe I was 19 trick-or-treating. Thank you, Rob. Yes.
Free candy. Yeah.
I had none.
No. In fact, you were moving in. And
yeah, I
kind of mean.
2 tons of things, and I thought it was ridiculous.
So after about a year of not talking to Rob, we joined a band together.
I've known John for, I don't know, 15 years maybe. John's been a kind of a jam mate, so to speak. I would just have jams in my basement forever, and he would show up.
We've known each other for a long time now.
Yes, we have.
One more question. Is there an oscillating fan club?
This is it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Beyond the four of you?
We don't even know what that would really mean.
Except for the guy Russell. I think he's a fan club.
Russell.
Russell lives out in Germany now.
Yeah, we've got one. In the
club. One. We have got one fan club.
There's one person making a club.
Wow.
Huh? I'm not sure.
Is club plural for many people?
Club. I think it's a different pronunciation.
Possibly. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
We do have about 10 more minutes, so can we get some more out of ya?
Yeah, about 7 or 8 songs, probably.
This one is called White Knuckle Passenger, and it's going to seamlessly go into a song, Cyclical Nature.
Our album closer.
Yeah, kind of, not really. But you'll hear it, and it'll stop, sort of.
Just think seamless.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Completely.
Collective thinking will actually,
yes,
actually be seamless.
Absolutely. Okay. Going on.
Not seamless.
Thank you.
And we are listening to the Oscillating Fan Club here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And I want to remind you, upcoming on the next couple of Motor Live Drives, next week we have Euphoric Haze. They're an alternative punk band, followed by, on August 14th, the Orbisons, a rockabilly country band. On the 21st, the Sons of a Gun. So listen up for all the great music here on Motor Live Drive at 5. And for the Oscillating Fan Club, be sure to go to their websites, oscillatingfanclub.com, or their MySpace site, which is the Oscillating Fan Club.
Yay!
That's right. You guys still there?
I like jellyfish.
Okay,
he's not joking. He does like jellyfish.
Okay, now why don't you tell us? You've got a vinyl release party coming up.
Yep.
When?
This Saturday.
I know that there's been some problems at the Center of Contemporary Arts. You know, a couple weeks ago, there was an issue of staying open after 2 o'clock. So you guys say you're going to go on about midnight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cut it real close.
Yeah.
And everybody, make sure you're out by 2.
I believe there shouldn't be any issues because they do conform to all the rules and regulations that they should abide to. So
now they've learned their lesson, I guess.
No, I don't think it wasn't them.
No, it wasn't.
It was it's a free place and people do things that, well, exactly. You can't stop free people.
No.
That's right.
That's freedom.
That's for sure.
But, and this week, you are going to be the free thing at the CAD Gallery.
I did my best.
There's a lot more problems in Detroit, like car theft.
And Pierce.
Yeah, but it's safer to harass people for
they like actually harassing suburban kids.
Yeah.
Well, dancing has always been a problem.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, enough of that. I do want to thank Alan Cantillo. We don't want to go into the politics of that. I got in trouble for going into a rant about that when it happened.
Yeah, we will digress.
And I'm hoping they win their lawsuit. But I want to thank Alan Cantillo for doing a great job on the sound.
Thank
you guys
sounded
awesome.
Thank you, Alan, man.
And don't forget, you can check it out on our newly designed podcast.
Okay, and we have 2 minutes left. Can you get in 3 or 4 songs?
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, we're just kind of gonna jam on a new song that's not even on the album.
Okay, take it away.
One, two, three.